Penguin Audio presents Super Rich, A Guide to Having It All by Russell Simmons with Chris Morrow. Read by Black Ice. Redefining Rich. Life finds its purpose and fulfillment in the expansion of happiness. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. I'd like to start this book with a few words about my last one. Though its title might have suggested otherwise, Do You was written for me. Not in the selfish ways that can motivate some, for money, the ego boost of seeing your words in print, or receiving accolades in the press. Instead, I wrote Do You primarily as a cleansing process. As those familiar with my story already know, I come from Hollis, Queens, a lower middle class African American community where spiritual direction primarily came from either the Christian church or the Nation of Islam. Worldly success was reflected by the car you drove, physical prowess was measured by how well you'd shot a jumper, and everyone's diet revolved around meat. Yet after embracing the physical practice of yoga roughly 15 years ago, and my subsequent exposure to spiritual texts like the Yoga Sutras, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Hatha Yoga Pratipika, I realized that there were paths I could take that might prove more beneficial for me than those I was expected to follow. Paths that still ran parallel to the Judeo-Christian tradition of my upbringing, but that would allow me to become more connected to my higher self and as a result less harmful in my relationship with the world. As I became more committed to practicing yoga, meditation, and philanthropy and removing meat from my diet, I could feel myself becoming a better businessman, a better leader, a better father, and a better giver. In short, a better human being. On the eve of my 50th birthday, I felt an urge to unburden myself of some of those principles I learned over the years by sharing them with the world. I had already discussed these beliefs with my friends and family, some of whom would probably even say ad nauseam, and promoted them in interviews over the years, but I had never attempted to disseminate them in an organized and digestible manner. I described that urge as selfish because while I certainly wanted to help people transform their lives, I was equally motivated by the belief that downloading all this information out of my heart and into a book would make me a better person. By writing a book about these principles, I believed I would be able to glean a better understanding of them in the process. Outside of my own development, I honestly didn't suspect that the book would have much of an impact. The rap on me, no pun intended, was that I was the guy who helped put hip-hop music on the map by co-founding Def Jam Records and introducing artists like Run DMC, The Beastie Boys, Public Enemy, LL Cool J, Ludacris, DMX, and Jay-Z to mainstream America, who found subsequent success through ventures like Def Comedy Jam, Def Poetry Jam, Fat Farm Clothing, and Run's House, who over time earned the title of the godfather of hip-hop, as well as one I'm a little more comfortable with, Uncle Rush. And while those are accomplishments that I'll always humbly cherish, I didn't feel they necessarily set the stage for me to write a book where yoga, philanthropy, and God played a major role. Sure, people might turn to me for concrete advice on how to get a record deal or launch a clothing line, but would they view me as someone who could help them get in touch with their higher selves? Would they see the connection between my worldly successes and my spiritual practices? The answer to my eternal gratitude was yes. Despite my reservations, Do You connected with a larger audience than I ever expected it would, earning great reviews and even becoming a New York Times bestseller. Yet while those worldly accomplishments were nice for my ego, my greatest validation came from the reactions I heard on the street. If I went to see a movie, it always seemed like when the film was over, a couple of people would come up to me and say, "Hey, Russell, I just want to thank you for Do You. It really changed my life." The book seemed to resonate with so many folks from so many different walks of life. There was the young black kid who approached me at one of our Hip Hop Action Network summits and told me that Do You had motivated him to go to college instead of staying on the streets and hustling like the rest of his friends. There was an older Russian Jewish socialite, someone that I'd see at society events around New York City, who came up to me at a party and told me that while she had suffered from a very dark depression for many years, Do You finally helped her find some light in her life. There was Brother Muhammad, who stood outside my office in a bow tie and overcoat every day for a week, waiting for a chance to pitch me a business idea. When we finally spoke, the first thing he did was pull out a worn copy of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?